Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From the Coin Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon, this is Your Weather Weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
All right, good morning. This is Your Weather Weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Dames. We're almost to the weekend. We're back at it. I have my partner in crime on the other side, meteorologist Kelly Bairn. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's up?
What do you have going on for your weekend? Do you have anything coming up that you're feeling good about?
I am prepping for vacation. I'm also prepping for a move. So a lot going on the next couple of weeks for me.
Prepping with a capital P.
Yes.
You have a lot
all
going
caps,
on.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, weekend's a good time to do it. It's a good time. But hopefully you take a break, you know, to enjoy.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll get some fun in there too.
Yeah, well, we're almost there. We've had an interesting week. It was warm to start the week. We had some lower 90s. We had wildfire smoke moving on through. Temperatures just a little bit hotter, especially in the late afternoon. And then the transition is in the act, and we're going to finally cool down a little bit, maybe something a little more pleasant as we enter the weekend. So we'll talk more about that, no doubt. But lower 90s, Monday and Tuesday, you know, a haze out there. You experienced that a little bit. Did you see that haze?
I did, yeah. I think it was very noticeable for a lot of the Portland metro area and around the valley, too. And that haze just kind of stuck around. But we are expecting some changes that will likely help with the wildfire smoke on the western sides of the Cascades and in western Oregon. So that is exciting. Plus some cooler temperatures on the way, too. I think we're all ready for that.
Yeah, definitely ready for that. Earlier in the week, I wrote a bit of an article just about thunderstorms and all the lightning that we've seen in Oregon. Some of the new wildfires because of lightning. So head over to our website and check that out. In the meantime, Your Weather is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green. And wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
Cars, ATVs, and other motorized equipment are all leading causes of wildfires. So follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails and park on developed surfaces. And make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arresters.
You'll learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. Yeah, a lot of lightning, thunderstorms. It's been busy, especially east of the Cascades, but a couple of thunderstorms earlier in the week did find a way into like the central Cascades, some of the foothills and the counties to the south. So it wasn't just an East Oregon or Washington event.
Yeah, it wasn't. Right over the Cascade Crest, you know, right near Mount Bachelor, there was just a big batch of thunderstorms that revved up and produced lightning. So there are a number of complexes, so groups of smaller wildfires that are down near the south central Cascade Crest now. And that is mostly affecting the smoke and air quality in some of those areas in Lane County, that includes Eugene and out to Oak Ridge, some of those foothill communities on the west sides of the Cascades, but closer to southern Oregon. So that's kind of what we dealt with throughout the week, and those fires just continue to burn.
Well, we might have a little something to help out with wildfires west of the Cascades heading into our Friday. We may have some moisture moving on, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. But I do want to get to our interview. We have a wonderful weekend event. It's the Bridge Pedal event. If you're familiar with it, I'm sure you're getting excited. If you're not, listen to the interview on the other side, and we will be back with your weekend forecast. All right, here we go. We have an event this weekend that I'm sure you'll see. Maybe you're a part of it. Should be. It's the Providence Bridge Pedal event. We have a lot of people going over our bridges this weekend on Sunday, the Fremont, the Markham. It's such a sweet event, especially if you like bikes and you want to get together with friends and family. I want you to learn more about it, hear about the experiences. That's why we have Rick Bauman with us. He's the event director for the event. Rick, good morning. What can people expect? How can they be part of this? Tell us about the event.
This is the 25th anniversary of Providence Bridge Pedal. We are, after the year off because of all the COVID craziness that still goes on, we are delighted to be back. It's actually going to be the first major event in the city of Portland in almost 2 years. So we are a community bike ride, which is not a race, but it is a ride to get out and enjoy our city from some of its most remarkable vantage points, which are rarely available for this. We use the bridges over the Willamette to basically tie the city together. And the centerpiece of the ride is the fact that both the Markham and the Fremont Bridge will be closed to traffic, and our walkers and bikers will have the opportunity to get up and enjoy a very quiet and car-free view of their city.
I just enjoy driving across the Fremont Bridge myself. What's it like? Do you hear conversation? Do people talk about how it's just a wonderful vantage point and exciting to ride the bikes or walk across those bridges?
I'm struck by how quiet it is when you're up there without all the traffic. You stop sometimes now and just near the freeway and listen. It is just this huge gush of noise, which magically for 4 or 5 hours disappear. Both the Markham and the Fremont were built in the 60s and early 70s, back when highways and bridges were only built to handle motorized traffic. 10 years later, by the time, for example, the 205 bridge was built, pedestrian and bike lanes were required on those bridges. But these are kind of dinosaurs from that little earlier period where there's no pedestrian access. Your comment about enjoying the views from the Fremont, I think where I got the original idea of using the bridges for this ride was back in 1980 when Mount St. Helens was exploding, and driving across the Markham Bridge and seeing that huge column of smoke and literally almost driving off the bridge into the river. And I thought at that point, there should be some point where you could stop up here and enjoy that view.
Is there an age requirement? How does that work? Is it a full family event? What's the details there?
We've designed it so that we have opportunities for people who bike and people who don't bike, and people of different biking skill levels. So we have a 26, 27 mile ride for the more experienced cyclists. And then we have what we call Kids Pedal, which is a short little ride, a 3 mile ride, that's a free event for the youngest riders. And then for walkers, we have what we call Bridge Stride, which this year will be a 5 mile walk starting downtown, going over the Markham Bridge, coming back across on Tillicum Crossing. Any bikes are allowed. We certainly allow electrical assist bikes if they become more and more popular. We do not allow, however, the electric scooters that are proliferating all over town.
Sunday is going to be a beautiful day, sunshine, 70s. But have you ever had any of the events in rain? Is it a rain or shine kind of event? Any weather in the past that has kind of thrown away?
I think it's really nice that you've arranged that on Friday you're going to wash all the streets for us.
That's true too. Yeah.
The first year the event was held in May, and it was one of the wettest Mays on record for that 8 hour window we needed. It did not rain. The city said this is too big an event to put so close to the Rose Festival. So that's when we moved to the second Sunday of August, where we've been since then. Every year it has been perfect. We're on the morning, so even on a hot day, it's not too hot. There's never been rain until 3 years ago. We were in the middle like of a 60-day, 70-day drought, except for our 6 hours. Mm-hmm. And we did get a shower that morning. But generally, we've been extraordinarily lucky.
I was going to ask you, how has the event changed over the last 25 years? It sounds like it moved a whole couple months out towards August, but is there anything else that's different?
Yeah, we used to use all the bridges from the Selwood up to the St. John's. We don't do that anymore, and it has to do with restrictions that the city has put on the events. To put on an event when we're using all 10 bridges, it would take 77 police officers to support that event. They just don't have that staffing available anymore. We have reduced down. We don't do the St. John's Bridge anymore so that it can be handled with about 30 police officers. There's never been 2 years where the route has been the same. There's always construction going on, bridge repairs going on. This year, the big challenge is Southwest NATO Parkway, which is being rebuilt.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
Probably should mention, make a COVID note. We've worked, obviously, with Providence Health and Services as our title sponsor. We've worked to assure there's minimum risk. We've redesigned our start lines, redesigned the finish line, our registration procedures, how water and food will be distributed during the event to assure minimum risk enjoying this Sunday morning with us.
Can you walk people through where they can go to register?
We have online registration stays open all the way to midnight Saturday at providencebridgepedal.org. That's probably the easiest option. On Saturday morning, we'll be at Providence Park, and people can come by that morning and register if they want to do it in person. And they can register Sunday morning, starting, we were there bright and early. The ride starts at 7, but we're there from 5:30 on, helping people get ready for the ride if they want to wait and do it Sunday morning.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I'm telling you, this weekend is going to be just about perfect for a bike ride, checking out the city from, you know, different vantage points. What a wonderful event. It's great to hear about all the experiences and how it ties people together here. And I do want to get into some more details about the weekend forecast with meteorologist Kelly Bayern, so I'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin 6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
Hello, Coin 6 News anchor Emily Burris here. We know your mornings are busy, and we want to help you be in the know as you head out the door. That's why the Coin Podcast Network is bringing you a brand new podcast called The Daily Six. Every weekday, we'll bring you the day's six biggest headlines in a quick and concise report, on demand and on your schedule. So check out the Coin Podcast Network on coin.com or have The Daily Six sent directly to you each day by subscribing to the Coin Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Are you, do you ride bikes? Are you big, you know, bicyclist?
I did in college, and it was great. I was up in Seattle. You know, great to get from the UW campus to all the neighborhoods in downtown Seattle. You can put them on buses even and, like, travel with them.
Yeah.
But since I've been in Portland, I don't have my bike anymore, so I don't have a bike.
I don't have a bike either. They're so convenient. I do like jumping on the ones that you can just, like, pay for, I don't know, it depends on whatever the brand is, but you can just jump on them for a little bit, take them to where you want to go, but... Yeah, I've never been like a serious cyclist or anything like that, or mountain biker, but I do find it enjoyable, and I do watch some of the like mountain biking videos, and those are so intense.
Yeah, they are. I did my first mountain biking, I guess, weekend adventure last summer, and it is so much fun, especially if you can find an area. There's a lot out towards Mount Hood or Hood River, a lot of mountain biking trails where you can, you know, kind of pack your bikes in a car and take them to the top, and then you ride all the way down. And it's these super fun developed trails that are out there. So I definitely enjoy mountain biking, but it would be nice to bike around the city too. You know, it's just so flat in Portland. So it works out really well.
Yeah. We have everything set up nicely. Well, the Bridge Pedal event sounds fun. They're going to be going over some of the larger bridges, which is just unique. It's going to be a great event. So hopefully the weather's nice, and I'm just here to say that it is going to be nice, right? Heading into the weekend, I think we have some stellar weather, temperatures below average in the 70s right now.
Yeah, we're still expecting this cool down as we head into Friday. That'll last through the weekend. So temperatures back in the 70s and below normal. And Friday does look to be the coolest day, and that's because we'll pair out those temperatures with some rainfall. So that always helps to cool us a little bit more, too. Monday morning right now looks like we could see some very light, widespread showers in Portland, but it may be enough to wet the roadways and give us a little bit of that moisture that we need. to coat some yards and, you know, up our relative humidity, just bring in that moisture. And right now, Saturday does look mainly dry, but I imagine we could still see a cloudy start, and there may even still be a few lingering sprinkles in a Saturday, but ultimately it should be a very dry day.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be too wet. We know how the story's gone this summer. It's just been so dry, but Friday is our best bet. I mentioned that maybe we'll have some moisture in that should help out. Possibly some of those wildfires in the Cascades, some clouds. You mentioned the high relative humidity. So hopefully Friday helps out a little bit. Sometimes when we get overcast, so we get some rain here west of the Cascades, the wind does pick up in central and eastern Oregon. So that isn't always the best situation there. But I do hope that that moisture and that higher relative humidity will help out with some of those smaller wildfires that are picking up. And we know that a small wildfire can grow quick, so we want to tackle those as quick as we can. So I think Friday's event will help a little
bit. I think so too. Just with, you know, more cloud coverage, cooler temperatures, and just a little bit of moisture in the form of our humidities are bumping up. And I do think the foothills would get some rainfall through Friday too. So just some helpful weather conditions setting up as we head into our weekend.
It looks like Sunday, as we wrap up the weekend, sunshine, upper 70s, maybe 78, 79 degrees. You know, maybe someone will, you know, hit 80 degrees, but that's just like perfect weather for August. It's maybe a degree or two cooler, but I think that's just nice weather to be outside and not have to worry about like the heat in the 90s, like earlier in the week and a lot of the other days this summer. Like upper 70s is just about perfect.
It is. The heat has been so relentless this whole summer. So I'm very excited to see this brief cool down. And right now we're just talking about the weekend. It will stay fairly pleasant, but I think there's no doubt we'll likely bump at some point through August back to some hotter temperatures. Yeah. So this little weekend of relief and cooler highs will be very well appreciated by Oregonians.
Kind of a summer roller coaster here, like 90s earlier in the week, then maybe some 80s, and then down to the 70s, and then maybe up back to the 80s and 90s for midweek next week. And so we're kind of at the bottom of the roller coaster here for the weekend, which means it's going to be cooler and you know, not as active. It's going to be a nice weekend. Saturday and Sunday, Friday, we'll see about the rain. So that might end our dry streak. We've had this dry streak going.
It might. Yeah, so we are sitting right around 52-ish days of dry weather in Portland. So this dry streak, right around the 50-day mark. So top five, I think, begins at 55 days. So we're nearing record territory, but, you know, Friday's rain could put an end to our dry streak. So we'll have to see how that shapes up.
Yeah, the best possible outcome in my mind is we get some rain, some measurable rain. It helps us out, cools us down. We have a beautiful weekend with some sunshine, temperatures in the 70s, and we just have a nice three-day stretch. And I think that's what we can possibly see as we go through the weekend. So,
yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to the Bridge Pedal event, enjoy it. Have a nice bike ride. If not, if you're just out and about around Portland, should have some really nice weather. As we wrap this up, I believe we'll be back on Monday. You're not
That's
gone
right.
yet, right?
Not gone okay. yet. So Monday for the Your Weather Week podcast and the full forecast for the week ahead in Portland.
That'd be great. As always, we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. We've been talking about wildfires and wildfire season. We all need to do our part. Find out more, head to keeporegongreen.org. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.